If we want to walk in the blessing and we want to walk in God's plan, we want to walk in health and abundance and peace and prosperity, we've got to go where God tells us to go.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland today for an in-depth study on God's master plan for your life. God has laid out a plan for your life that enables you to succeed as you seek Him.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to talk about the master plan. God has a master plan for you, and He has a master plan for me. And I've been walking in mine for a good number of years now, and I'm telling you, it's good. It's better than anything you could dream up for yourself. God has a plan for us, and we're talking about the master plan. Glory to God. In fact, this is a great scripture to use with that. It says that God lifts up. Let me just look at here in Samuel, and it is 1 Samuel 2:8, and it says he raises up the poor. Verse 7 says, "The Lord maketh poor, and the Lord maketh rich. He bringeth low, and He lifteth up." Well, you say, "Well, I thought God wanted us to prosper." He does want us to prosper. But if you're not going to obey His word, you're not going to prosper in God. He had the blessing and the curse. He told Moses about the blessing and the curse. He said, "If you'll obey me, you'll be blessed. But if you don't obey me, the curse will come." How come? The curse was there all the time. But the blessing could remove them from the curse if they would do what God says. And it's still that way. The curse is still on. The curse came in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned. It came into the world. It came into man. They died spiritually. And their blessing was turned to curse. They were put out of the garden, and they had to work by the sweat of their brow. They had to make their way. Now, we can come back under the blessing through the Lord Jesus Christ. And even in the old covenant, Israel could be under the blessing instead of the curse if they would do what God said in His word. So you're going to either live under the blessing or under the curse, and you can't live under the blessing unless you do it God's way. And you're just automatically going to be under the curse. So if things have always gone wrong for you all your life, you need to make a change. You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life and then begin to follow the plan of God. Now, this scripture should be an encouragement to every person, no matter where you are on the economic scale. It says, "The Lord makes poor and the Lord makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory." God lifts up the poor, and He blesses them and causes them to prosper. Hallelujah. I remember that was absolutely true. Ken and I were very poor, and we didn't have what it took to get along, really, to pay our bills. We had debt we couldn't pay, and the Lord began to teach us. He led us to get out of debt. He helped us to get out of debt. And we've stayed out of debt. And He's blessed us and He's increased us. But it wasn't apart from the Word of God. And that's what I want you to see in this study on the master plan. God's got a plan for you, but you'll have to go His way to get it. You can't just live like the world lives and prosper in God. Now, this scripture in the New Living Translation. So we know that God lifts up from the extreme. From extreme poverty, God lifts up the poor into the blessing. That's what 1 Samuel said. Now this says in the Ephesians, in the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "God saved you by His special favor when you believed. That's how you got born again. You believed God. You believed Jesus was sent. You received him as your Savior. He saved you by his grace or his special favor when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is the gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For, this is the New Living Translation now, in verse 10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Now, we can look at that scripture and we can see that we have a Savior. We can see that God has a plan of good for us. We can see through the Savior, through the Lord Jesus Christ and our receiving him into our lives, we can get in on the master plan. I love the fact that God has a master plan for me. I really was walking in that plan long before I realized the fullness of it. But now I see that God had a plan for me all along. He had a plan for Ken all along. He had a plan for us to come together all along and to bring about a new family, hallelujah, with blessed children and blessed grandchildren and blessed lives. And God is no respecter of persons. It says, I've already read to you, that he lifts up the poor out of the dunghill. He lifts the poor up out of the garbage. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are in life. If you won't come in to the Lord Jesus Christ and then begin to receive his word as though it's true, you can begin to walk out the plan God has for you all the time. I'm so thrilled that God knew me. He knew me and he knew you before we were ever born. He had a plan for us. But always in the scripture, like for instance, God had a plan for Israel. But Israel didn't walk in that plan unless they did what God told them to do. And that's exactly the way it is today. If we want to walk in the blessing and we want to walk in God's plan, we want to walk in health and abundance and peace and prosperity, we've got to go where God tells us to go. Ken and I could have long ago, you know, back there when we first went to Tulsa with no money and little children and didn't know how we were going to make it, but Ken was impressed that God wanted him to go to Oral Roberts University. And he was already 30 years old, so he was a 30-year-old freshman with a family, with debts, and no money. But somehow God gave us the grace and the courage to go and begin that walk. And that was the beginning of our lives turning around. Did we have to go to Tulsa? Did Ken have to enroll as a student at ORU? That was the plan for him. That was the master plan for him. But did he have to do it? And did I have to go with him? No, I didn't have to. And he didn't have to. But we chose to take that step. And we didn't know anything about faith. We didn't know what we know now. We didn't know how to live by faith. We didn't know there was such a thing as living by faith. We didn't know if we'd make it or not, because we didn't know what the Bible said about things. But God had a master plan for us. So when we took that step and we went to Tulsa, there we became acquainted with Kenneth Hagin Ministries, who taught us how to live by faith, how to increase our faith, how to use our faith, how to turn our faith loose, how to let our faith go, how to operate in this world by believing God's word and changing things in our lives. So all of our future depended on being at the right place at the right time. And Ken and I were just starting out. We didn't know anything. We were just scriptural illiterates almost. But we were born again, and we were filled with the Spirit. And so that was the beginning of our chains. That was the beginning of our walk with God. God has a master plan for you. So here's the deal. You are a masterpiece after you get born again. God makes you into a masterpiece, and you have a master plan. Do I believe that he has that for every person? I do. Not every person's called into the ministry, but I'll tell you, God wants to be God in your life. If you even start out in the dunghill, He'll lift you up and bring you into a blessing plan for your life. God has a master plan for you. He has a master plan for me. Now, Ken and I, we can talk from experience now. We've been walking this way over 40 years. And our lives have continued to increase and to improve and to get better, more peace, more blessing, more goodness coming our way. But we have not been lazy about the Word of God. We've endeavored to make changes. We've endeavored to walk after what we see in the written Word. And that's all God asked of Israel. You do what I say, He said, and you'll be blessed. What did they have to do? Well, they had to go where He said. They had to put their foot in the water when they came to the River Jordan. They had to go across on dry ground. They had to have faith. They had to do it. They had to strike out. They had to keep going. And a lot of times they were disobedient. So what happened? Nothing. They just were like in la-la land. They just didn't do anything. They got in a situation where there was so much unbelief, they had to stay in the wilderness 40 years till the unbelievers died off and a whole new crop of people came. Was that God's will? No, it was God's will for them to shoot right across there and take that promised land. But they didn't follow the plan. And so I'm saying to you today, even if you've never given God the time of day before, He has a master plan for you. You don't have to walk in it. You don't have to enjoy it. You don't have to be blessed. But I'll tell you, if you'll get in on His plan, things will turn around. That problems that you've had all your life with maybe your personality, your situation, your ability to make a living, or whatever, things will turn around. They'll begin to work when you begin to follow the master plan. So today, we're getting hold of this. We are God's master plan. We are God's masterpiece with a master plan. He made us with a plan. Now let's look at that scripture again in Ephesians 2:8, and let's read it again, thinking about all the things I've just said to you. God saved you by His special favor when you believed. That's how we get into the master plan. We believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God, and we accept Jesus as the Lord of our lives. And you can't take credit for it. You can't take credit for this gift. It's this grace. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. Now, salvation includes, if you looked it up in your Greek book, you'd see that it includes everything good. It includes healing. It includes prosperity. It includes peace. It includes just everything you can think of good in life is covered under salvation. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do those good things He has planned for us long ago. You may not know what things He's planned for you, but I'll tell you they're good things. We know they're good things. So just the fact that I'm telling you today, you can come into the kingdom of God. God has a master plan for you. You are God's masterpiece. He can do marvelous and wonderful things in your life if you'll give Him an opportunity. And I'm telling you that from experience. God, we are God's masterpiece. He made us with a plan. Now, I'm going to read the Amplified Bible in Proverbs 3:18. Well, let me just go back up here. This would be Proverbs. In Proverbs 3:18, it says, "She, wisdom, is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. Happy, fortunate, and to be envied is everyone who holds her fast." What is wisdom? Wisdom, this is God's wisdom. It's not talking about man's wisdom. It's talking about God's wisdom. The way God does things. What he says is right. What he says is wisdom. What he says is sin and foolishness. That is really sin and foolishness. God's wisdom is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. So you see, it's our part to take hold of the Word of God. Happy, blessed, or fortunate to be envied is everyone who holds her fast. So our part is to take hold of the Word of God and hold fast to it. It's not something we see something good in the Word that God wants us to do in our lives. It's not something we just do for 24 hours. That means this is the way we live. We take hold of the wisdom of God. Thank God that we have a Bible. Now, one of the Hebrew translations says in the commentary, man has the ability to find and to walk in the master plan. Man has the ability. It is in us to be able to walk. Here's the way it said it. You have the ability to connect yourself to God's master plan. Now, I've found that to be true in our lives, all of our lives. We've had the ability to connect. I didn't connect to God's master plan until I was an adult. I didn't know anything about it. I hadn't heard any preaching. I hadn't heard anything about how to live, what God's will was for my life. Ken had heard some things. But we have the ability to connect. You have the ability to connect today to God's master plan for your life. You say, well, I don't have a clue what God wants me to do. Well, I'll tell you how to get a clue. You take this written word and you begin to read it as though it were God speaking to you, because it is. This is the master plan for all of us. What I've seen in life after life, including my own life, is that if I will walk in the black and white things that are written in the Word of God, then in my individual master plan life, good things will come to pass and the Lord's will be done in my life. And I'll know. You just know this is what's right for you to do. But if you don't give God's word any place and you don't obey what he says to you when you do read it, then you're going to be like those that are out there in the dark. You're going to miss your master plan. And God's got a plan for you. Doesn't that make you feel great to know? I mean, you may be in prison today. Ken and I run into people all the time while we're out having dinner or something. This young girl came up to us the other day and she said, could I get one of those little books? And she started describing the faith to faith. And we have small faith to faith that we put in prisons and so on. But I didn't know she had gotten out of prison or anything like that at this point. She said, could I get one of those? And then she came back to me before we left and she said, mentioned it again. And then she told me that she said, I had one when I was in prison and I loved it and I want one now. And so, of course, Ken and I, the next time we went in there, I didn't know that she'd be working, if she would be working that day or not. So I left them in the car. But she came to me and she wanted to know about that book. Did I have that book? And I said, yes, I did. I brought you some and we'll get them out of the car for you. See, God, her master plan changed in prison. Isn't that amazing? And a lot of people's master plans change in prison. I mean, the plan didn't change, but their ability to connect with it changed. You may be in prison today. You may think your life is over. You may think you'll never be able to recover. Oh, there are recovered people in the Lord Jesus Christ that have been in prison all over everywhere. We continually meet people that heard the word in prison or that got the material that we send to the prisoners. And now they're out free and blessed and prosperous and they want to stay on the walk with Jesus. So it's never too late, even if you're in prison, for God's master plan. So this scripture lets us know that God has a plan for us. It is a good plan. His plan, I'm telling you, is the best plan. It's the highest plan. It's the high life. and God's got a plan for you. Now, you may be out of that plan right now. Well, start believing God. Go to the written word. Begin to do and read and study. Get in a good church that teaches you the word of God. Don't go to church to socialize. Go to church to hear from heaven. There's a lot of good churches around the world now that teach the word of God. And go where they teach you what the Bible actually says and begin to do it and begin to connect. Read the Bible yourself. You can't let the pastor do all your reading for you. You can't connect to the master plan only with the pastor's information. You have to connect yourself. You have to pray yourself. You have to go to the scripture yourself. You have to choose the shining path. And if you'll do what the written word of God says, you'll begin to know every step to take. Now, Ken and I have been at this a long time, 40 years. I mean, we've been walking in the master plan for 40 years. I'm telling you, God is so good. He's blessed us with a good family. He's blessed us with children and grandchildren and now husbands and wives for grandchildren. He's got a plan. Thank God he's got a plan. And we get to walk in it. You'll be so glad you did. Now, if you today was the first day you've ever made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you talk to us, you write us, we'll send you some free material and help you get started in your plan. You've got to get a Bible, get you a good Bible and read it, and then make changes as you see. Start in the New Testament and start with Proverbs. Proverbs is a great place to start. Before we go, I'm going to read you this scripture in Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the righteous, or the uncompromisingly just and righteous, this is the Amplified, is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. So the path of the righteous is bright. It's good. It's full of joy. It's full of increase. It's full of blessing, full of healing. But verse 19 says, and that was Amplified, verse 19 says, but the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They don't know at what they stumbled, at what they stumbled. So you may have been in the darkness, but if you'll come right now and make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you can be born over again and get on God's shining path. He has a shining path for your life. Don't go away, and I'll be right back.
Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal.
It's really enhanced the local church, really promoted its purpose. And we're doing a lot more outreach and soul winning now. The people have a greater confidence, so now they're reaching out to the community, both in street witnessing, but also in the marketplace, where they work and where they shop and what they do. People are being bolder to step out and talk to people as a result of, again, finding out that God has a plan, and part of that plan is for them to share their faith and to live their faith in a more public way.
Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's master plan for your life today.
My mother, Gloria Copeland, taught these broadcasts when she released her book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. These broadcasts are so pertinent for today that we're re-airing these so that you and your loved ones can learn to live in the goodness of God's master plan. Well, today we're offering our video curriculum that goes with her book, Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. This is a video curriculum. It's interactive. It has a workbook and a journal with it. It's perfect for classes or individuals, either one. You know, at the beginning of the year, the world always makes resolutions. But we want to help you to be resolute in finding God's master plan for your life. And this curriculum is perfect for the beginner or the advanced student. Wherever you're at in your walk with the Lord, this will take you deeper into His plan for you. So don't let this opportunity go by. We want you to order your curriculum today. Let me pray for you. Father, we just thank you for our listeners today, our partners and our friends that are tuning in today. Lord, I speak the blessing over them. Father, help them today. What is the first step that they need to take to connect with your plan for their life? Help them see what it is, Lord. Help them see where they can be more obedient to you, or they can submit their life at a deeper level to you, Lord, because the blessing follows right behind that. And I thank you, Lord, that you are so awesome at proving yourself to us. You're such a big God, and we praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, don't miss any day this week as my mother teaches more about God's master plan. This is Kelly Copeland Swisher reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever, ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
How much can you grow in 3 days? Come find out and grow in God's Word at the 2009 Sydney Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbor Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
The man that will get in the Word of God and go to God, God will show you by promise the things to come.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.